Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad to have you, and with that, I will welcome my partner, Red Merrill, back with us. Red, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Scott, and it's good to be back.
It's good to see you as well. Excited about today's show. It's hard to get this gentleman in studio sometimes. A very, very busy guy, been a great friend of our show and supporter of our show, and that is Willie Schmidt of Pure Hunting fame. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you two doing? Good to be back.
Good to see you both.
See you. Yeah.
Now, you got to do a few, we're going to talk a little bit later today about some other things you've been able to do with some other hunts, but I thought we'd kick it off talking about Pure Hunting. And it's amazing when you watch some of the shows, and I'll say it so you don't have to, but you're like, dude, how did they ever get a show? I mean, just the filming isn't good, the storyline isn't good, they're not good. I mean, it's just like, wow, you know, they must have known somebody. But Pure Hunting is an excellent, excellent show, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here, but it really is. And, I mean, boy, just your whole way of filming, you're telling the story, all the different things you do. So educate us just a little bit about, a lot of people wonder about that, man, how do you even get a show? What goes into all that? Because I think a lot of people think all the media-type deals is all fame and fortune, and we both know it's not.
it's I'd say, very little fame, and it's certainly even less fortune. How some people get into it, you know, the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that we all pay for the privilege of being on TV. I mean, this is not like CSI or any of the big network shows, CBS, ABC, NBC, you know, they're not coming and paying us to be on their network. We pick the time slot we want to be in and how much commercial inventory we feel we can take on and have a chance to sell to our sponsors, and price goes up. You know, you have a base price, and if you want prime time, it's more expensive. Third and fourth quarter is more expensive, that type of thing. And hopefully your sponsors, you know, cover that nut, and you do get to make a little bit of money. But it's a lifestyle for a lot of people. There are many egos in the show that just are in the industry that want to see themselves on TV. And frankly, if that was what I was doing it for, I'd have done it in year one, realized there's no money in it, and that was cool, and moved on to something else. So a lot of it is, you know, trying to promote the hunting heritage. You keep hearing that hunting licenses are down, people aren't taking their kids out anymore because they're not into it like they used to be. They think it's getting too expensive, too elitist, and we kind of started the show 5 years ago, hard to believe, to help promote that there are opportunities out there for really everybody, you know. Nearly half the western U.S. is public lands, and there's opportunities that are out there. And yes, they are crowded. A lot of people are out there, but you can find ways to do some research to get back there, and maybe you have to go a little bit deeper. Maybe you have to go a little different time frame than the opening weekend and whatnot, and find a way to get it done. So that was kind of what we started with. It's not all public land. We do some private land hunts, but maybe it's a lease that we're involved in, which a lot of people can do, so you don't have to buy your own piece of ground. You aren't paying outfitters huge sums of money. You know, there's a perception out there by a lot of people who don't live in elk country that you got to pay $10,000 or $12,000 to go elk hunting, and I think we all know that that's not the case. Those opportunities are there, but if you want the hunting experience, the camaraderie, and just getting out there, there's tremendous opportunities for every man, you know, right. That everything costs something, but you don't have to spend that kind of money.
Sure. Willie Schmidt is our guest again of Pure Hunting. You can catch his show on the Sportsman's Channel, and that's Thursdays.
Correct.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. See, I've watched it.
Willie, there is an expenditure in effort and hard work, and is the kind of hunting that you're promoting mostly for people who are in fairly good shape?
I guess that is an element, trying to show that you have more opportunities, I think, if you are in better shape, but you don't have to. I mean, people have said, oh, I've seen you hunting, you know, kind of from your truck and doing some glassing that way. So not necessarily, but a few of them, like a sheep hunt or a goat hunt, you know, getting dropped in the middle of Alaska for a caribou hunt may not be that physically demanding, like going up and down mountains in elevation, but you have to get away from your camp and walk a couple miles on the tundra, and they say if you walk a mile on the tundra, that's like 3 miles on level ground. So if you're in better shape and don't have any physical ailments, there are more opportunities. But it's not that you've got to be a Cameron Haynes-type shape to go take advantage of these opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got a few other guys on the show. Chris, of course, friend of ours,
yep.
All that. So talk about just some of the other team members with you.
Yeah, Chris and then Brad Billingsley. Brad is in fewer episodes. He's got younger kids, and he started a new career about a year ago, so his time's a little more limited. But the three of us actually met through Ducks Unlimited years and years ago, probably over 20 years ago. We all were part of the Downtown Denver chapter and put on several events, and those relationships just grew and grew. And when I started the show, it's really hard for one guy to carry a show the whole time,
sure.
Especially with family and other business interests. You know, if you're going to try to put 13 episodes out there, you're probably going to have to hunt more than 13 different hunts. And so rather than try to find somebody who had some TV experience, because so much of hunting to me is a fit and camaraderie, that we'd already hunted together a bunch and they didn't have any in front of the camera experience. But you can teach that. You can't teach right. Getting along with somebody. And I have full confidence if Chris and I are in the backcountry and something happens, if the proverbial S hits the fan, I know he's got my back and I've got his, and that's really important. So the three of us have all hunted together for a long, long time, and it's fun to do it and kind of ride this wave with some people that you already know and mm-hmm. get to experience it. And reliving the hunts is a ton of fun. It really is.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I told you I was down in Fort Worth a couple weeks ago with Stefan, our guys from Bushman's Quiver, and we had your video playing that you guys did. And by the way, a great, great video. But it's just, I mean, even though I wasn't there right with you, knowing our experience there, but then watching you guys, I mean, it's just lifetime memories that you get to share with buddies. And, I mean, it's awesome.
It is, and you know, one of the neat things, two episodes for this season five, my dad's in it, and one of them, my son's in it, so we had three generations out there, and of course, I owe my whole hunting passion to my dad, and
me
he
too.
Turns 73 this year, still in good shape, but I see him slowing down, and somewhere down the road, we're not going to be able to do some of these hunts together, and even if pure hunting were to go away, I've got some great, great memories of some hunts with my dad and me that I can relive over and over and over on the DVD or on the web.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are some of them? You meet people out at different events. What are probably some of the biggest misconceptions people have about having a TV show?
First and foremost, that you get paid all this money to go on all these great hunts. And that sponsors are really easy to come by. That the money that you can make, and I say on the income, I'm not talking profit. Income is really easy. Before Pure Hunting, I'd done a little bit of filming with a local production company and was a co-host of a couple of other shows that they produced. I didn't do anything with sponsors, didn't do any storytelling, didn't do voiceover. But I had a little bit of experience in front of the camera. And frankly, the learning curve and my expectations were... they were not met because it was a lot harder than I thought. Sponsors want to see quality. They want to see some history and some longevity before they come in and write a check. Product's easy. You know, companies will give you product all day long to integrate into the show and show that you're using it, but that doesn't pay a videographer, that doesn't pay an editor, and it certainly doesn't.
My wife tells me that quite often.
Yeah, and it doesn't pay for the time buy, which is the expensive part. We all have to pay that. There's guys who film their own hunts. There's guys who sit in front of the computer and edit their own shows. And so it's really, what's your time worth? But when it comes to the network, you got to write a check.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How long does it take you to, so you do the hunt, you got all that. Just from a video standpoint, how many hours to turn a half hour show?
It is probably 40 hours. I mean, it is a full week if a guy puts 8 hours a day. 8 hours a day into it.
Wow.
And, you know, there's some other things that make a good quality show. Quality of music. I mean, I wasn't aware of this, but, you know, you can get a scene that really captures you, and a lot of that's the music. You could have the same scene trying to build tension or excitement or a huge letdown, and the wrong music just totally can screw it up. And so to have a quality music library, you know, it's about it's about a $6,000 bill for a year to have quality music library integrated into all your shows.
Man, wow. Yeah, I know it. That's a lot of involvement there.
Absolutely. Again, Willie Schmidt is our guest, Pure Hunting. Be sure and catch him on the Sportsman's Channel. And check out his website, purehunting.com, and got some a store there. You can actually buy DVDs, and your hats are cool. T-shirts are cool. Willie blessed me with one of those on our last visit, and love that shirt. But you can get DVDs there from all seasons.
I've got seasons 1 through 3, the DVD sets available. I haven't done anything with season 4 yet, and I can't do anything with season 5, either digitally or DVD-wise, until it's aired on the network for 6 months or so. But you also can go online and actually see every episode from seasons 1 through 4 digitally. So it's not available on a DVD, but you can catch it through a link on the website.
You do, would you say 50-50 archery rifle or more archery, or what do you enjoy the most?
Well, I enjoy hunting, I'll say that. And obviously some things like waterfowl and whatnot, it's you can't really do that effectively with a bow. Although there have been some guys in the archery world who've done it and had some fun with it. But but I enjoy the aspect of archery a little more, just the intimate nature, the practice that it takes trying to get that much closer to your quarry. But as far as the show goes, it's probably 25 to 40% archery. It's a lot easier to get an archery tag in most states throughout the country. So the opportunities are there a little bit more, but the one side of having a TV show is you are driven by your sponsors quite a bit. And I'm very fortunate to have Browning as my title sponsor, which is, you know, clothing and firearms. Sure. And because of the amount that they're paying me, they expect a little more on the firearm side of things, which again, I'm a hunter. I'll hunt however, and love it. But so there is a little bit more, a higher percentage of the shows are dealing with firearms, which can be shotgun or rifle.
Absolutely. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whiteley, along with Red Merrill and also Willie Schmidt of Pure Hunting. When we come back, we're going to visit with Willie on a few more other topics in our hunting world. And we're even going to touch on a little bit about the anti-hunting group and how we should face that as those of us that love to hunt. And because actually, you know, there's a right way and wrong way to do that from our standpoint, too, on how we handle ourselves. So, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Steve Dace, 7 to 10 weeknights on KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Walker, along with Red Merrill. If you're just turning on the radio or getting in the car, Willie Schmidt is our guest today from Pure Hunting. Be sure and catch his show on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. on the Sportsman's Channel, and check out his website, purehunting.com. Now, Willie, before the break, I mentioned about the anti-hunting crowd. I was looking at something the other day on Facebook, and I think it's like a 12-year-old girl is getting pretty lambasted right now. But you know, as you meet people, and now again, most of the shows that we go to, people are there because they like what we do and they enjoy it as well. But you still, you get the emails and all the things. How do you handle it? I mean, what's your advice to us as hunters? I mean, I've learned real quick, it's really not worth getting into an argument over Facebook, because you'll be typing all day, every day, and you're not going to change their mind anyway.
Right.
But what's your advice?
Oh, that's a tough one. I struggle with it all the time. As far as the antis, I find it interesting that they come out and seek us out, and they're on all of our sites. And this stuff goes viral. I mean, that's the nature of the internet. And so how they find out about it, I don't know. But I don't think any of us hunters ever go to an anti-site and start looking at their stuff and lambasting them. So there's a totally different philosophy. And on one hand, you have to, you don't have to appreciate it, I guess. But they're passionate about what they do, so you understand that. And I don't think any of us want to stop putting out our passion and our love for it, because we believe in it so strongly. It's our right, and it's something that all of us have lived our entire lives. I have not been hit too awful hard by the antis, but I get a lot of the keyboard cowboys and a few things, and it's happened on the website because those videos are out there. And I don't get into an argument with them. I just kind of delete them and ban them and let it go. The women really seem to get hit hard. I mean, if you go back to Melissa Bachman shooting her lion, and there's another gal who shot a lion from Texas who's now trying to get her own hunting show, and then this gal who, she didn't shoot a lion, but it was some African species, right. And she's 12 years old, and man, I thought, I don't know if she had some great coaching by her dad or it was, you know, just from the heart. I think she addressed it really, really, really well. She's not apologizing for it. It's what she does, and she showed a lot of, you know, pride in what she was doing and in the family heritage. And I think we all need to just stand up there. One of the things I think we have a problem with is we fight so much amongst ourselves, whether it's the method that we hunt, or, you know, somebody goes on an outfitted hunt and somebody will criticize them for going on an outfitted hunt because it wasn't do-it-yourself, or, you know, crossbows growing. That segment of hunting is growing a bunch, and people who are traditional archers or don't believe in crossbows are beating them up. And I think we need to all support all methods of hunting, because we got enough fights with the antis and the Second Amendment people than we do fighting amongst ourselves. But I think we need to just keep putting stuff out there and not get over the top and not get gory, but if we all do it as a respect for the animal and our passion and what it means to us, other people don't have to agree with it, but don't shy away from it and stand up for it.
And Red, I just assume you have a view on this.
Well, you know, of course, I'm not in the position that you are, Scott. Nobody emails me, but, you know, I understand that about your emails, and you share those with me, and kind of in my opinion, I would ignore those. I wouldn't even respond to them. You're not going to change their mind, and you might inadvertently say something that they could use against hunting. I know I'm not intelligent enough to always say something that's smart, you know, and so I basically would ignore those things. The thing that I wish we could do is educate those people, you know.
On conservation, all the different things.
Yes, and I don't want to, I'm not using the word ignorant in a bad sense. They're ignorant in the sense that it's uneducated and uninformed. They are ignorant about the good that hunting does for animals. And, you know, when I was a game warden down in Texas in the early 70s, and at that time there were 6 million white-tailed deer in Texas. And in just a few years after that, I was a game warden for 4 years and then pursued other avenues. And in just a few years, the population of the white-tailed deer went up to 15 million. And the size of the deer, body-wise and horn-wise or antler-wise, went down drastically. Yeah, it used to be that Texas had the most Boone and Crockett bucks of any state. And now you very seldom see a Boone and Crockett buck come out of Texas. And it's because they wanted more animals instead of quality animals. And the conservation ethic, in my opinion, has not been followed like it should be down there. And now you can go down and you can see thousands and thousands of whitetail on the side of the road that only weigh about 60 pounds, you know, and it's ridiculous. And, you know, and things like that about education and conservation and the fact that hunting is the best thing for animals in America.
Right.
Since sportsmen are spending money and the Pittman-Robertson Act, and which a certain percentage of every dollar that is spent on ammunition or guns or sporting hunting, outdoor equipment kind of stuff, it goes into conservation. And then hunters and the money that they bring into an area when they go hunting is in the billions of dollars every year. And that money goes into helping the game population. Sure. The antis don't do anything for the game, you know. And every place where the antis have had a large sway in reducing the amount of hunting, the game population has always invariably gone down. Yep. And the quality of game has gone down. I wish we could educate them to the point where they would realize if they're really concerned about the animals, they would be hunters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If you're just joining us again, Willie Schmidt is our guest from Pure Hunting. And again, please catch his show on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. Check out his website, purehunting.com. Again, great store there. You know, ladies, I'll just say ladies for this time. If you're looking for something for a gift, I tell you, a lot of times we've got enough socks. We've got enough underwear. Got enough T-shirts. All right.
Got enough ties.
Get some DVDs. These are really cool, and I promise you, make a great, great gift. And also, Willie's got some good logo gear with his hats and T-shirts as well. And again, you can find that at purehunting.com. So let's talk about archery a little bit. Our good friend Phil Mendoza, No Limits Archery, in my opinion, and probably yours, one of the best shops in the state.
Absolutely.
If not the best. And Phil is a great supporter of our show as well. Let's talk about those getting out maybe for the first time for archery this year. Just some tips of just going out for the first time. Maybe they've been rifle hunters getting into archery. Maybe this is their first time. But, man, you can blow up a lot in a hurry archery hunting if you don't know what you're doing. So give us some tips there.
Well, I think one of the main things is just know your equipment. Get some advice. Get the best equipment that you can. And then practice. You are doing the animal, if you are fortunate enough to have an opportunity, a huge disservice if you haven't practiced and you're not confident and don't take shots that are further than what you've practiced. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who was going hunting, this is a couple of years ago, came into my backyard and he wanted to practice a little bit. And I said, well, how much have you been shooting? This is a week before he was heading up for opener. And he said he shot his bow twice. And just watching his form and where he was hitting the target at 20 yards, I said, you have got to get out there. And I said, I expect you to practice five times before you head out there, and you better get your groups down to where, you know, you're hitting the 2-inch circle at 20 yards. I said, because if you do have an opportunity, you're in controlled situations here. There's no wind. Your heart's not beating. You're probably going to wound an animal. You'd be lucky to miss, but you might wound it. So I say practice, 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 and just be prepared. And if you can do a little run or a couple push-ups beforehand just to get your heart rate elevated a little bit like it would be in a intense situation, then do that. But just go out and enjoy it. If you've been rifle hunting and you haven't been out early part of the year, Red and I were just talking how this last weekend it was 40 degrees in the morning and you get that crispness, and there's just something about being up there in September that's mm-hmm. just far different than October or November, carrying your bow around and hearing the elk bugle and bucks in velvet and everything else. But I think practicing is the main thing. Know your equipment and practice. Right. Over practice.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you this about this aspect then, Willie. Let's just assume that a person has done their practice and they know their equipment, and all of that is a given, okay? Then when they're out there hunting, what are the aspects that will mess up an archery hunt if a hunter doesn't have certain things that he puts into play?
Knowing shot angles, I think, is one. Taking a poor shot angle to wound it, you know, not waiting, not showing the patience, getting a little bit excited, and then understanding that when you're rifle hunting, a lot of times that animal's going to drop. You know, you hit that shoulder shot, it's going to drop. Archery, unless you spine them, which isn't a good shot, you know, it's going to run off. So just show the patience, because it dies by bleeding out. Could be 40 yards, it could be 120 yards. You know how to track, give it some time, make sure you're, showing the patience to let it expire. Because if you do, they'll usually run off, lay down. And if you get too excited and go bump them, they can get that adrenaline rush, and an animal could go a half mile.
I mean, it could be, what, an hour? You usually like to give something?
If you know that's a good shot, yeah. 30 minutes is usually good enough. I've even watched animals drop in sight, and I still don't go rushing right up to them. You just don't know. So give it at least 20 or 30 minutes. And if you're unsure of the shot, I mean, you hear it a lot, when in doubt, back out. I mean, give it a couple of hours, assuming there's no rain coming in or anything like that. Just give it some time and then go follow the blood trail later.
Okay. And, you know, I think when you say know your equipment, to get a bow you can shoot. So many times, so many guys, especially if they got other buddies archery and the one guy's pulling back a certain weight, that other guy wants to do that too, and they can't even. I mean, you're like you say, you're standing square, you're struggling to pull back. If you sit down, kneel, get in different deals, you're not even going to be able to pull back the bow.
That's right. That's a very good point. And, you know, going back to Africa and Bushman's Quiver, you know, my kids were there and my son was shooting 42 pounds at the time. He's smaller statured. He's grown quite a bit since then. But you don't have to be pulling 70 or 80 pounds. If you're not going after dangerous game where, you know, they do have weight requirements of what you need to pull back, for most people, 50 or 60 pounds is plenty for even an elk. I mean, my son was shooting 42 pounds. He shot a blue wildebeest. You know how big and tough they are. We watched it drop in sight. It's about shot placement.
Wow. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Bushman's Quiver and Willie and his family's trip over there, and Chris joined him on that trip as well. Again, check out purehunting.com and Willie's show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the Sportsman's Channel. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Our pets will have many different needs throughout their lives. And whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that each and every day, 21 United States veterans commit suicide? Last year, active duty suicides surpassed the number of combat deaths. When soldiers come home, it is a huge adjustment, and they're often plagued with disabilities, such as immobility, PTSD, or a traumatic brain injury. You can help by donating to Freedom Service Dogs. This nonprofit rescues dogs from local shelters and trains them to become service dogs for these heroes. Help give back to those who have given so much. Donate now at freedomservicedogs.org.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated, they buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 60. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. And thank you so much for being with us today. Willie Schmidt is our guest, and Willie is a great friend of ours and a good supporter of our show, and we appreciate that, and it's great to have Willie in studio. Right before the break, I mentioned Africa, and I know we're Sportsman of Colorado, and, you know, boy, our state offers a lot of great things. But I'm telling you, you want something fun, you want something a little different, you got to check out our good friends at Bushman's Quiver and bushmansquiver.com. And all of us have been there, and we'll kind of talk about that in this segment. But and Willie, you had been to Africa before.
Correct.
Before you had went that other trip. Okay, and it was a, I guess we can say, a so-so experience, to be fair.
From a hunting perspective, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
But talk a little about your venture and, you know, your family and all that that brought to you guys with Bushman's Quiver.
Well, as we discussed, I think we talked about on a show a little over a year ago, Chris actually won the raffle at the International Sports.
And I told him to go register and see it. He did.
And I think I told you, he called me about 2 weeks later and says, did you get this solicitation thing, blah, blah, blah? And he thought it was, you know, some mass email. I said, Chris, you won the hunt. He said, what are you talking about? I said, did you read it or just see whatever? And so anyway, he found out he did win the hunt. And as with any of those adventures, you like to go with some friends, some family. And we rolled it forward a year, so it was last year in 2015 we went, and I thought it would be a great experience for, even though my wife went with me in 2006, from a hunting perspective it wasn't great, and I thought, let's just make this a family trip. My son was 15, my daughter was 18, and we loaded up our bows, and the five of us, four hunters and my wife went, and it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, it is a target-rich environment, and the neatest thing for me was watching my kids probably get 5 or 6 years of bow hunting experience in a 10-day safari. Mm-hmm. Just the opportunities. You're limited by what you can afford to shoot, but right. there are unlimited opportunities over there. And it was just great to experience it. I was in the blind with both my kids when they shot several animals. Chris was with them because we couldn't have five of us all in one blind, so we divided and conquered. And just some unique animals. I mean, just even if you only want to shoot one or two, going there and observing them. I mean, people say, how different is it really? And you can go, I say, to Rocky Mountain National Park, you're going to see elk, you're going to see deer, and all of a sudden you're in the maybes, you're going to see a bear, and you might see a coyote, and, you know, you maybe would see bighorn sheep. You go there, and there's 20 species you are guaranteed you're going to see, and then you're in the maybes, and it's probably three or four times as many maybes as what we have here. It's just such a neat... it's just such a neat area with the amount and the diversity of animals that they have, and the bird life's phenomenal. So it's just a great experience. The people there are great.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful experience.
Well, you know, the thing that that I enjoyed so much about it was the fact that you're in Africa. You know, because and I never anticipated that being able to go to Africa. And I thank my buddy Scott and this radio program for getting us the opportunity to get to go. And it's the fulfillment of a dream. And I did take my wife with me, and she loved it, and she didn't hunt, but she accompanied me on every hunt that we were on, and took a couple of thousand pictures, and it was just a unique experience. But, you know, when you compare a guided hunt here in America, like you said earlier, you can pay $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, depending on what size trophy you want to get, for the opportunity to shoot one elk, and you're not guaranteed to get that one. You may not even see one. Now, I've gone on hunts like that.
I think we all have, if we're honest.
And when you go to Africa, you're going to see quality animals, and you're going to see them by the hundreds, and for way less price. Bushman's Quiver's got some great deals. Mm-hmm. Scott knows more about what those are, but for somewhere around $5,000 or $6,000, you can go over there and, including your airfare, and kill four quality animals, see beautiful country, and just have that experience of being in Africa. And you're going to see, you may only shoot four, but you're going to see dozens of different species of animals, including dangerous game and every kind of plains game that you can shake a stick at. And it's an experience that people don't realize how affordable it is compared to going on a super quality hunt here in America.
That's right. And I think everybody's got bucket list hunts. If it's to go hunt a trophy elk ranch here, you know, you're going to pay those kinds of prices, and maybe it's going to Argentina, or if it is Africa, it's, again, everything costs you money, but I think it's a lot more, I know it's a lot more affordable than what a lot of people think it is. Mm-hmm. And then especially you go there for the hunting trip, we took 3 days at the end and went to Kruger National Park. So you're already there, and yeah, it's a day's drive, and you're going to have a couple nights of accommodations. But just to go see the animals in a non-hunting scenario, a national park, the second largest national park in the world, actually, yeah. And to see stuff that you may not see on some of the game farms that are over there is just fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And you even ended up shooting some animals that you really don't even know what you're shooting.
Yeah.
You trust your PH, your professional hunter there, and Red's being very humble, but he shot the number one world record clip springer, which is a small little animal.
Smallest in the antelope family.
Smallest in the antelope family, right? And just a little two-horned animal that he didn't even know what it was, and his PH educated him on it and really twisted his arm, told him just to trust him and to shoot it, and it came back number one in the world. And then his blessed buck, and you think of how many tens of thousands of those that have been taken over there, that came back, I think, number 53 in the world. 53
wow.
In the world. So, I mean, boy, just great quality of animals. And it's great to have the, you know, it's family-owned and operated. Stefan, his wife, Naki, his girls. I was just with them a few weeks ago in Fort Worth at a Texas Trophy Hunter show there. And just great, great people. And Stefan has a slogan, which is easy to say this and hard to pull it off and really make people feel like that. But he says, hey, you come as a client, you leave as a friend. And absolutely. The only way I would change that is like you leave as a family member, because, I mean, boy, they just treat you so well over there. And Red mentioned one special, and we've got several, and we'll talk about these in upcoming shows. But here's one. $39.50, $3,950. Here's what you get. You get 7 days in Africa, all your food and lodging, your airport transfers. You still have your flight you got to pay for. And by the way, I just looked yesterday. Right now, to go from Denver to Johannesburg in May of next year is $1,350 right now. That is cheap.
Let's call them.
Yeah.
And
so $39.50. Your 7 days in Africa, all your food and lodging, your guide, all the different things. And you get a blessed buck, an impala, a warthog, and a blue wildebeest. And then we've got another package that's around that $7,000 mark. That includes some different animals and a couple of more. Plus, it includes your airfare from Atlanta or Washington, D.C. or New York. And that includes your airfare. So if you're interested in that, you can give me a call, 720-201-8585, or shoot me an email, Scott at Sportsman of Colorado. We'll just kind of make these a Sportsman of Colorado pure hunting package. So if you're interested in that. And as these guys said, boy, you're over there, you just see so many different animals, and it's just, I mean, I remember the first day Red and I were over, we're in the, you know, back of the vehicle riding somewhere, and I just looked at him and said, man, we're in Africa, because, I mean, it was just so hard to believe that you're actually there. And, you know, a big part of our whole hunting, as Willie said, from his dad, me, my dad, and Willie, that's another big part of us. We want to have this carry on to our kids out there.
That's right. That's right. And that was the biggest driving factor of me taking advantage to go with Chris. I mean, it would have been easy for me to go. It would have been a heck of a lot less expensive. But mm-hmm. just to introduce my kids to it, they were in my mind the perfect age, because they, 15 and 18, were old enough to appreciate all of it. They weren't. My daughter's in college now, and she didn't even come home this summer. So scheduling gets more difficult as they're away from the home. And eventually, you know, they'll have other obligations that they're not able to go. So for us to go as a family, it was the perfect time. And as I said, for them to have that much bow hunting experience in such a short period of time. I mean, as we read it asked, I mean, until you've killed some animals with a bow, it gets easier and easier. But those first couple, you know, you need to know where to hold and not mm-hmm. drop your arm and know where to hold it when the adrenaline's rushing and stuff. And to watch them do that when we are hunting here, it's just going to give them that much more confidence. And it just happens so fast, because you could go whitetail hunting, spend 30 days in a tree, mm-hmm. and not have an opportunity.
Well,
and
no, I had a guy call me the other day that he had a couple of buddies cancel on him, and he goes, Scott, I got $6,500 for this whitetail hunt. And he goes, do you know of a place I can go to? And I said, man, why not go to Africa and shoot a bunch of different animals? But we got him fixed up. But, I mean, again, these hunts can be a lot. Again, we're all for hunting here in our state and all the different things. But these are just some things, like Willie said, boy, if these are on your bucket list, a lot of times you think it's, you know, 30 or 40 grand to go to Africa to hunt. And it's not, I promise you. We can get you some great, great deals, do our shows, Sportsman Colorado and Pure Hunting, and we'll be glad to do that.
And, you know, Scott, one other thing, it talks about lodging and food, and we're not talking about out in the boonies, mm-hmm. and you know, some little thatched hut. These places are first class, five star mm-hmm. places with swimming pools, and the food is outstanding. We got to eat, you know, many of the animals that we killed.
Sure,
and. To get that same quality of lodging and food on a hunt here, you're talking thousands mm-hmm. and thousands
Absolutely.
Of dollars, and you're treated like a king. They don't want you carrying your gun or your luggage. I mean, they meet you there at the airport and they let me get that, and they got all this stuff. And you just go, hey, I must be somebody important.
Well, Red, you're always like, see, I do. He makes me do that, Willie. I have to carry his stuff everywhere for him, you know.
But you get a first class experience. You're gonna see thousands of game. I bet we did see 10,000 impala.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw a herd with 200 or 300 impala in it, and your jaw drops down, your eyes bug out, and go, I can't believe I'm in Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that's bushmansquiver.com, and if you want more information, shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we'll help you out there. This is Sportsman of Colorado, and if you're just getting in the car and listening, I have Red Merrill in studio with us, along with Willie Schmidt of Pure Hunting, and once again, highly recommend you go to Willie's website, purehunting.com. Check out his store there. Got DVDs of several seasons there you can get from his show. But check out the show. That's Thursday nights at 8 p.m. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some previous hunts Willie's been able to go on. And one recently was in Argentina. And we are working on a package that we're going to be able to offer through Pure Hunting and Sportsman of Colorado together on that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So don't go anywhere and stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Steve Dace, 7 to 10 weeknights on KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. Willie Schmidt is with us from Pure Hunting. And, again, Africa. If you're interested in that, shoot me an email, Scott at Sportsman of Colorado. And, boy, you talk about a great Christmas gift upcoming, birthday gift. Boy, take care of that. $3,950 for a great hunt in South Africa. You can't beat that anywhere, I promise you. And again, we are all here to help you with all the paperwork, different things you need to do. We can help you with all that, and it will be a trip of a lifetime. That's what I told my wife in 2013, trip of a lifetime. I've been three times in 4 years. I'm kind of wearing out that welcome there, but it is awesome.
Scott, let me jump in here, too, and say, you know, I'm 66 years old, and we went in 2013, so I was 63. And, you know, my body's beat up from sports and getting bucked off horses too many times and a couple of car wrecks and stuff. And I don't walk too good. I've had seven knee surgeries, and, you know, and it hurts me, and my knees swell up if I have to walk too far. And I'm telling you, it's not an issue in Africa. They've got every kind of hunt that you want to take. If you want to do a spot and stalk hunt, they can do that. But I grew up down in Texas, and we used to go out, you know, rabbit hunting and shoot from the back of the truck, and you know that, and shoot varmints from the back of the truck, and shoot just about everything that walked. And they hunt that way in Africa. They got great vehicles, and you gentlemen that have gotten older and you've retired and now you've got a little money. This is the ideal hunt for you. You've maybe given up on going up into the mountains of Colorado because you can't hike up and down anymore. I can't hike up and down anymore. And you can go over to Africa and hunt from the back of a truck, and they've got a what I'd call a stock rack around it, and then a bench that folds up over the cab for a good rest. But then they've got the rails of the stock rack padded so you can rest your gun there, shooting out to the side. And I killed 10 animals, and I shot every one of them from the truck except two. And I killed my world record shooting from the back of the truck. I killed my 53 in the world blessed box shooting from the back of the truck. And it's just as exciting, and the pictures are great. And I'm having to tell my wife, I said, honey, quit moving. I can't get home. Can't get my crosshairs still. And she's back there taking pictures, wanting to get in this spot and that spot, you know, so she can get the best. I said, honey, you got to be still. Right. I'm trying to shoot here. And so you get all the excitement,
right. All
the adrenaline, and get to see all the animals. It's a quality hunt for very little money compared to what you're having to pay for super quality hunts here.
So they can fit your needs. I mean, even a handicap, wheelchair, all the different things. They can take care of all your needs there. And get a few buddies together, and we'll see what we can put together for you for a good package from Sportsman of Colorado and Pure Hunting. Argentina now. We're going to switch with another country here. Boy, that sounded like a great hunt you guys went on.
It was. It was always a bucket list item hunt of my dad's. You know, he lived in Kansas for the last 10 years or so and found a couple of really good dove spots. And September 1st, that's where you'll find him, is in the dove field. And I had an opportunity from somebody who canceled their hunt in Kansas, who bought this hunt at an auction for four people to go to Argentina on a three-day dove hunt. And I snapped it up at a fraction of the price, and we had two other people join us. So six of us went down, four family members. And it really was fun. I mean, I just loved watching the experience through my dad's eyes. And so, again, another, you know, father-son sort of hunt. It exceeded his expectations. You know, he'd shoot 15 doves 3 days in a row and think he'd gone to heaven.
Yes.
And I said, you're going to shoot 15 doves in about the first 5 minutes. If you're unlucky, it might be 3 minutes.
Right.
And it really was special, and you know, one of the things about pure hunting is try to have the pure hunting model mimic. Red, you asked, you know, it's keeping the hunting heritage, showing opportunities that are there. Yes, Argentina is not a pure hunting hunt. You can't do a DIY hunt down in Argentina. You've got to pay some money to get down there on an airfare. But we do some bucket list hunt items and show that it doesn't, again, cost $10,000, $20,000 to go down there. It's airfare and same sort of package deal, 3 days, your accommodations, your food, your lodging, and then you're paying for your boxes of shells, which is really all you're limited by. And again, hunting down there is required because the doves down there, the doves and pigeons combined, decimate 25 to 40% of the crops that are down there. And that's not a really, really wealthy country. And so that's what those people, their livelihood depends on their crops. And so these doves, and doves will breed three times a year, have three nests a year. And, you know, I don't remember my statistics well enough to remember factoring, but it doesn't take long before they're is an infestation of doves down there, and hunting is the only way to effectively do it. You can't poison them. They don't have the predation down there in the, on those levels. So you're having a hunt of a lifetime, having a ton of fun, getting some amazing wing shooting. I mean, I shot more in 3 days than I probably shot in my entire life. But what a great experience, and you're doing some good for the local farmers down there.
You bet, yeah. And, you know, the locals down there call the dove I probably don't pronounce it right, but La Plaga, which means the plague. those doves are a plague to those farmers and trying to you know, make a living farming and stuff. And so it's a blessing to them for us to go down there. Plus, all the money that comes in when you go down there and being spent in their economy, you know, helps their economy and stuff. And it is, I haven't gotten to go.
Yet. Big key, yet.
It's on my bucket list. And in fact, it was on my bucket list before Africa, and still haven't gotten to go. Actually, the money I might have spent going to Argentina, I went to Africa. killed a world record.
There's some great stuff in Argentina other than doves, but the nice thing about going on a dove hunt, it's less expensive than Africa, but you also don't have to worry about taxidermy fees afterwards, transportation of your trophies and whatnot. That is just a great, it is a shoot. It's you know, not really a hunt, but you're down there again, just it's a wing shooting destination. It is world class. And like we speak of Bushman's Quiver, Pampas Adventures down there, there's a lot of good quality, reputable people, but I really enjoyed it. Got to know Jorge. And when the episode airs, which is going to be coming up in about 4 or 5 weeks, end of September, Scott and I will put something together similar to this to where, especially in their off season, which is our hunting season, they're going to have some great deals where you can get several buddies go down there. One other thing about Argentina that's nice, it's a lengthy trip flight, but you only have a 2-hour time difference, so there's no jet lag when you come back. I mean, it's just like going due south. You can get all the guns and everything down there. You don't want to travel with them. You can't travel with ammunition down there, so you just kind of show up. They take care of you for 3 or 4 days or whatever you want. They also have great duck shooting, and they do have some big game opportunities as well, which I may be taking part of this spring.
Right, and we said the other day when you and I were talking, like 25 ducks in the morning and 25 in the evening, so
that's
50
right.
Duck limit
a day, and then shoot several hundred or more dove during the rest of the time. Willie, did you take your own shotgun, or did you use one of their shotguns?
I did use their shotguns. You can travel down there with them. It's getting tighter and tighter to do that. You know, traveling in the States, it's not a big deal to travel with your farms, but it was expensive. The booking agent recommended allowing 4 hours in the airport, both going and coming, and we'd already booked our flights, didn't have that time frame. So we just utilized everything from them, and I think they charged us $70 a day for gun rental. Mm-hmm. The cool thing is that most of those estancias down there are using Benelli's and Berettas. They're usually endorsed by them. Browning doesn't have a huge presence down there. They want to grow it, and when I spoke with them, I said, I can't film a hunt and use a competitor's firearm. So long story short, they were able to get the importer in Argentina to loan them to Silver Hunters for us, for my dad and me to use. And they bought those guns because they were so impressed by them, and they're going to start incorporating more Brownings into their arsenal of guns that people can rent from them. But it's a much easier way to go. I mean, you just have your food and, I'm sorry, you take your luggage and your clothing, and that's about it. Just let them handle all of that.
Mm-hmm. And that takes the worry out of going on the hunt.
Sure.
Yeah, traveling with firearms is not easy. And when you're talking a foreign country, you know, it's time consuming. They do charge you, I think it's $140 to import them, and I don't know if you have to pay for them to leave. And the risk of theft is just huge in going certain places. So if you can just rely on them for that for a really marginal fee, it's well worth it.
And we're going to have some packages that are going to start, just over a few grand, two or three grand, I think, for that. And some of these packages we'll be able to offer will include a great array of shells and all that, because I think you said you shot 60 boxes on your first day.
I did.
Were you shooting a 12 gauge?
No. It was a 20 gauge autoloader.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we had some shooting pads, which were really helpful, because even on lighter loads, I mean, you shoot that many rounds. I did break the 1,000 dove mark one day, which is I was not gunning for it. The bird boys have counters, and they keep track of how many you're hitting. And, of course, they're definitely keeping track of the number of shells and counting the boxes because that's how they're getting paid. Yeah. But it's something that I would only do once every few years. Wing shooting enthusiast, I love to wing shoot, but that's a bucket list item for once every 5 years or something like that. But if you've ever had that and you want to have all the wing shooting you can handle in a couple of days, it's well worth the destination.
And now how much did it cost you to buy a box of shotgun shells from them?
They're manufactured in Argentina, and they're charging anywhere from $11 to $13 a box. So it's not like buying 7.5s here, you know, for $5 a box, but about $13 bucks a box.
Yeah. And you know, that's really, I guess, where they make the bulk of their money is off the fact that you got to buy shells from them.
That's right.
But man.
But a great group of people, and we're looking forward to putting some things together. And, again, certainly want to support our state, but just a few of these fun trips that we know and trust the people so we can really ensure you a great time.
One of the things, too, is that majority of the hunting down there you're doing, because they're in the southern hemisphere, it's when we don't have much going on here.
Yeah.
So even their best duck hunting is in July, which sounds weird. But that's the equivalent of our January. So it can fill. It's a bucket list hunt, but also can fill up some time when you aren't able to hunt here.
Yeah.
You know, Scott, when you shoot as well as I do, you get two doves with every shot, so you don't have to buy as many shells, you know? I mean, you know, you just got to be a good shooter.
You can't hunt from the truck, though, Red. You got to get out of the truck to hit dove. Willie, thank you, man. It's been fun, and we'll look forward to getting you back on. And, again, check out purehunting.com. Check out his store there. Get some of those DVDs of previous seasons. Get you a cool hat and shirt and great gift items as well. So, Willie, thank you, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Good to see you both.
All right. Red, thank you, sir, and thank you for joining us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Be sure and check out our website. And we've got a new site going to be coming out here in just a couple of weeks, and we're excited about that as well. And we'll have Willie prominently on our website as well with some video work, again, from Pure Hunting, so we're looking forward to that. But thanks for joining us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Good luck to everyone out there. And in future shows, call in. Tell us about your successes. We would love to hear your story, and we'll put you on our bragging gallery at Sportsman of Colorado as well. So, again, thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.